You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Who have we got in the studio?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that music scared me away.
I'm going to welcome two of four people in the band Groms. Is that how you guys say it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Groms.
Yeah, Groms. All the way down south from Dunedin and a little bit from Queenstown as well. You've got a little bit of a mixture here, a bit of salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Yes, we're decidedly from the south, but we're mixed up in the south.
Well, welcome to the studio, guys. Thanks so much for popping in.
Pleasure. So nice to be in Auckland.
Yeah, all good. Just getting parking was a little bit tough.
But yeah, the whole parking
thing's a bit of a weird thing for us. The idea of not having parks.
Yeah, and the price that you have to pay as well.
$3
by the way, is a little bit of a... We've had a few issues on that. We've just been on tour for a month. The credit card, no one has coins anymore these days.
Oh, but right, when you put it in, it's like...
Today we spent, honestly, until we get so frustrated that we have to...
You almost kind of decide that you want the fine instead of the frustration.
Yeah, passive resistance to the card system at the moment, which is like, it's a shame.
Hey, well, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to play one of your guys' tracks in front of you. And then we'll have a little talk.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to play Where Are My Keys, though.
Oh, man.
Let's play it. Oh, I'm turning up the wrong one. There we are. So that's a track by Groms, and we're sitting here with Missy and Max. And do you guys want to tell us a little bit about that track in particular, Where Are My Keys, though? Because I think it's a pretty... I think one of the reasons why I really liked it to begin with was just the fact that it's an occurring thing that happens to me all the time, as I lose my keys and I have no idea where they are.
It's amazingly relatable. You should see, so Missy does a very... it's a great thing about coming to a live show, but also Samisi does a wonderful kind of theatrical miming routine to the lyrics, which I'm dying to put on YouTube or something. But
what is the miming routine
obviously,
like?
Well, radio is not the perfect medium for his miming routine.
So you pretend that you're looking for your your keys,
sort of
you're patting
you pat yourself down,
right.
And you can't find them still.
Yeah,
it's been an ongoing problem for myself. It's been a huge dilemma in my life. So I thought it's kind of crack up to make a song about it.
Write about what you're passionate about.
Yeah, exactly. That is what I'm passionate about, finding my keys.
So I want to talk a little bit about, would you guys class it as an album? Is it 2.5 days?
Ooh, zing.
It's an EP album.
An EP album. And you wrote it in 2.5 days, correct? Not correct?
We recorded it in 2.5 days.
Right, but you already had the music and the...
Most of it.
Not the lyrics, actually.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of improvising on the album, but and one of the songs we very literally pressed record after we'd had a few beers one of the nights, and then just played, and then thought, oh,
that's actually pretty good.
And then we were going to re-record it because it was jammy, but we decided to keep it. That one's called Charmers.
Awesome. And what's it like? What is that different, like approaching kind of music like that, just getting in the recording studio and just doing it in 2.5 days rather than, I mean, do you guys have previous kind of writing experience where you've sat down and really worked on something but not kind of had the same result?
I haven't, but I just thought it was part of its charm, kind of just being a little bit
cheeky,
rough and not very finished at all.
Yeah, it's quite exhilarating too, where you've got, I mean, to be honest, the reason we had so short a time is because we had no budget.
Yeah.
So it's quite exhilarating being like, you're trying to squeeze every drop of juice out of every hour, because that's all you've got to try and pump out as many songs as you can. So, it's quite exhilarating.
And what would you say is your guys' kind of main inspiration with music? What do you really want to be kind of making with your music? I mean... Just a good time.
Yeah, just have fun, eh? I don't really know. I don't really know any artists in particular that I want to be like or anything, but...
I mean, you don't have to be like anybody. It's just more like when you write your music, you're like, yeah, I'm having a good time and this is kind of what I want. Mm. Is that kind of...
I think it's kind of like a twofold answer. One is the internal fulfillment where, as an artist, at least for me, it's a lot about you just want to make something beautiful, and on the other side of the fence that also is attractive which has been really apparent after being on tour, is the effect that the music can have on people.
Yeah, it's, absolutely.
As instant as just seeing people worryless and dancing, but also the more brooding people that listen to it in their room and listen to the lyrics and think about it just makes them feel stuff, and that's one of the magic things about music, I think.
And how has the tour as a whole been for you guys as a band? Crazy?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Dreamy, but...
And where have you been over New Zealand?
All over the show. I started in Queenstown and then went all the way up to Auckland, and we're here in Auckland now.
Mm. Yeah.
Started from the bottom. Yeah, we just zigged up, and then we got to stay in coastal towns all the time, see all of our old friends, stay in batches, stay in... couches and tents and caravans and all sorts, and it was beautiful for us because we got to kind of reacquaint with New Zealand.
And that's something in itself, eh?
It's amazing in the summertime, especially, you know, where everyone's chilled and everyone's in jandals and walking around on the roads. It's like, it's just a stunning country to get to go and remind yourself that, like, oh, this is where we're from.
Yeah, because people are always kind of wanting to escape New Zealand.
Yeah.
In particular, people kind of our age, they're always like, oh, I want to get out of here, rah, rah, rah. But then, you know, you think about it, you've got a beautiful backyard. Yeah.
Mm. Hard out. That's what we discovered.
Is there any plans for any more music you guys want to carry on? Do you want to go in like almost like a little bit of a different direction with the sound?
Yeah, I suppose a little bit. Grom's probably, still going to carry on, but I'm writing up new demos at the moment. So, yeah, I think it's going to, it's going to change a little bit, some things.
Do you write the lyrics?
Yeah.
Or has that been kind of like a collaborative?
No, I write the lyrics. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. And you guys are pretty pumped. We've been looking at the Laneway list. Are you thinking huge. You want to go?
Yes. Yes, we're trying to. We both currently aren't signed up, but we're thinking about calling up Mr. Phaser Days and seeing if he's got any room in his entourage.
Mr. Phaser Days?
Yes, that's how he's formerly known, I believe.
I'm going to break it to you.
Yeah.
It's actually a female.
I know. Yeah. Which hey. Makes the formal name all the more bizarre.
Hey, well, you guys are playing tonight at Neck of the Woods. I mean, it is sold out, so if people are wanting to get tickets, they can't.
There's limited door sales.
Limited door sales.
Yeah, so if they get in early, there'll be some door sales.
And you're playing alongside the Shambles and Soaked Oats.
Yeah.
Have you heard Soaked Oats?
No, I haven't.
You'd quite enjoy it, I reckon, almost.
Do you want to give me kind of a description?
It's like bitey. It's like crunchy oats in the morning. Like, not that much milk on it, but it's also, like, pretty soft as well, but it's quite bitey as well.
Okay.
To be less figurative, it's going to be... this is their debut gig. And they've just recorded kind of independently, they just did an album that's amazing. And so I personally am massively excited about seeing their first live show because they're also hilarious guys. So it's going to be,
sweet tunes and good times.
I'm fanboying out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Big fan. I can't wait to see them, eh?
I'm going to have to check them out and I'll get back to you.
Tonight's the night.
Hey, well, thank you so much for coming to the studio this morning. We were talking with Smithy and Max from Groms. If you want to check them out, you can tonight. Doors open at 8 p.m. The gig starts at 9:30, and there are limited door sales. And thanks, guys, for coming into the studio.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.